You hold in the bottom Gemara again of Zayinim Abayz. The last Gemara was an Omer of Zayra, four lines from the bottom. That Otsutz Nokuf, they have a flower pot that has a hole in it. Ha'munach Agabi Yestadis, that's on top of the pegs. In other words, it's like hanging in the air. It's not touching the ground. It's hanging in the air and it's growing in Eretz Yisrael. So Shalom is what grows, the vegetables that grows in it, is it has din of giving off Meiser or not. Gemara, Reb Zeri wanted to say, "Bonu l'machlekes Reb Yudin Rabbanan." This is talking the machlekes Reb Yudin Rabbanan that we just had by a ship. So according to Reb Yehuda, a ship is considered like Eretz Yisrael only when it's touching the ground. Here, that this flower pot is not touching the ground, it would not be considered like Eretz Yisrael. It would be part of Trumas and Maisrus. And according to the Rabbanan, it would be chayiv, just like the Rabbanan said by a ship. As long as it's over Eretz Yisrael, it's considered like Eretz Yisrael. Here also, the flower pot, especially here that it has a hole in it, so it gets its unique, like it gets its nourishment from the ground that goes through the air, so it would be considered what grows in it like Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says no. Amar Rav, Rav says maybe no. Dilma lohi, maybe it's not totally, one is not like the other. Ad kan loikam Rabbi Yehuda Hossam, maybe up until now before Rabbi Yehuda only said by a ship, that if you have something growing in a ship, it's not considered like Eretz Yisrael. Ela b'svino ha'asui l'vroyach. Only a ship, because a ship moves. It travels a ship. So since a ship most of the time is traveling, that's where it's not considered attached to the ground. So it's not considered what grows in the ship like it grows in Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's potter. Avul otzot sheino otzu l'vroyach. But over here, this flower pot that's not moving around. It's just hanging on top of pegs. But it's staying stationary in one place. Loi. Maybe even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that what grows out of this flower pot is considered growing in Eretz Yisrael, that it is mechuyev in Trumas and Maaseres. It would have a Kedusha Shvius. So therefore, it's not totally zebuzeh. And further, inami maybe ad kan loikami rabbonin hosam, maybe only there the rabbonin said ela b'svin owned by a ship. That the Rabbanan said what grows in the ship, if it's going over the waters of Eretz Yisrael, is considered like an Eretz Yisrael. The Lenifsa Kayavira, because there's no interruption. In other words, there's no space, there's no air in between the ground and the ship. All there is just water. And maybe the Rabbanan hold the Svara, the Maya Ki Arya Semichta Damya. The water of the ocean, the water of the rivers, is considered like a continuation of the ground. And so therefore the ship is considered like it's on the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore what grows in the ship is halacha like it grew in Eretz Yisrael. Avul, but over here, otzutz, here we're talking about this flower pot. The mafsika avira, it's hanging in the air, it's not on the ground. There's space, there's air in between the flower pot and the ground, loy. Maybe here the Rabbanim would argue to say, even though it has a hole on the bottom of the flower pot and the nourishment goes through, but so what? Maybe since it's not on the ground itself, it would not have the din of Eretz Yisrael, that what grows in it would be part of a Trumas and Maaseres. So if a Rabbi wants to say this Shiloh of a flower pot is not totally in the Machlokes, Reb Yudin the Rabbanin by a Svin or by a ship. And this Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says like this, B'nahorois Eretz Yisrael, I tell you the Kuliyam Malay Pligi. Going back to the brises we had before. Before we had a stira and two brises, that one brise said if you have a get that was written on the ship, so one brise says that the ship, you do have to say before Anichtov, it's considered like out of Eretz Yisrael. And the other brise said no, a get that was written on the ship, so you do not have to say before Anichtov. It's considered like it's an Eretz Yisrael. So Nachum says like this, that if the ship was on the Nahor of the rivers of Eretz Yisrael itself, if it was mamish inside Eretz Yisrael, then the Kuliyal Malay Pligi. Everybody would agree that Filchas Gittin is considered like an Eretz Yisrael. Like Rashi says, the Kuliyal Malay Pligi, everybody would not argue, the Eretz Yisrael Ninu is considered like Eretz Yisrael. Even though the ship is not touching ground, still Rabbi Yehuda would agree for Ilchus Gittin that you do not have to say before Anichtov. Why? The time of the get. What's the reason why you get? You have to say before Anichtov. It doesn't have to do with something that's growing from the ground itself. It gets its nourishment from the ground. Who? Kemaisu keshriyas. That's halacha in Meiser and Shriyas. But over here, Hilkach loishino no, loishino yabosha. Here there's no difference. Here the question is, whatever's done in Eretz Yisrael, we say the people there know the halachas. They know you're supposed to write a get lishmo. Therefore, you do not have to say before an echtov. That's what Nachman's saying now, and this is where we paskin, that if a shore, if a ship is on the rivers in Eretz Yisrael, if a get was written on the ship, you would not have to say before an echtov. For sure, it's considered like in Eretz Yisrael. Eliki pligi, where is the machlokes? If the get was written on the ship, do you have to say before an echtov or not? B'yam ha-godol. We're talking about where it was written on the Mediterranean Sea, on the Yam ha-godol. So Rashi says, Shehu tchum ma-rovish l'Eretz Yisrael. The Yam ha-godol, that's the boundary of the west side of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, pligi tanoi, that's the machlokes anoyim. Ikleman de yom asvas hayam hugvu. There's one man yom that says, you know where Eretz Yisrael ends on the west side. The shore. The shore, that's the end of Eretz Yisrael. The yam gufa, but the river, the yam agodol, lav k'Eretz Yisrael hu. The water is not considered like Eretz Yisrael. That's what one time holds. That's why it says if a get was written on the water of the yam agodol, is considered like outside Eretz Yisrael, that you would have to say before an echtov. The Yikol man the Yoma know that Yam Gufam Eretz Yisrael. The other man the Yoma holds that the Mediterranean Sea is also considered like Eretz Yisrael. The Yam HaGodol is also considered like Eretz Yisrael, like we'll soon see. Titania will learn like this. Eizeyu Eretz V'Eizeyu Chutz Loretz. What's considered like in Eretz Yisrael and what's considered outside Eretz Yisrael? So it says like this, and Rashi says we're talking about now Miktsoyat Svoinis Marovis Shel Eretz Yisrael. We want the north west side of Eretz Yisrael. In other words, we want to know the west side of Eretz Yisrael, what's considered in Eretz Yisrael on the west side, which is the Yam HaGodol, and what's considered outside Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says like this, to get the boundary, you have to know on the west side what's the upper on the northwest, and what's the city on the bottom southwest. And then you'll draw like a line straight down from the top city to the bottom city, and then we'll know whatever's inside is part of Eretz Yisrael, whatever's outside is Chutz Loretz. So again, we want to have the west boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So what we have to do is get the top city of the west, north side, and get the bottom city of the west, south side, and draw a line straight down, even though the water is like in between. The right side of that string is Eretz Yisrael. The left side is outside. So what's the two top and bottom cities? So Rashi says, Harahor. The top city is Harahor. V'tagim Yishalim v'tagim Harahor, Turei Amnon. He says, Zei Yilechem Gvul Tzofim in Ayam HaGodol. That's the north-west side. Yeah. Shemin Harahor to Kul V'Harahor. Yeah. So more stuff like this. Again, Zei Yil Eretz V'Zei Yil Chutz Loretz. Kol sheshipua v'yorit, anything that's slanted that comes down, miturei Amnon, that means this har of Harahor, which is called Turei Amnon, that's the top north-west side, ulefnim Eretz Yisrael, from inside of that is called part of Eretz Yisrael, and miturei Amnon ulechutz, chutz loretz, and on the bottom, Turei Amnon, that's the bottom south side, that's the city of Har. Rashi says, "Dainu tzad dorim heavy Eretz Yisrael, the goyva har hu agvul," and that's the har of what har amnin, Turei Amnon. These were the two cities, two mountains.
1 second. Yeah.
So now the Mara says, "Hanosin shebiyam." What about the islands that are in this river, this ocean? Royinosim, you have to see. Kilu chut matuach aleim. If you have a string going straight downwards. Me Turei Amnon. Turei Amnon, that's the top again. That's the north-west side. This mountain, that's the boundary of the north-top-west side. Now take a string from that har, Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, all the way down to the south-west side, which is Nachal Mitzrayim. So take a string straight down. And we say now, Menachut Olifnim, any island that's inside this string on the right side is Lifnim Eretz Yisrael. It's considered like part of Eretz Yisrael. But min hachut ulechutz, any island that's outside this string, that's only in the Mediterranean, but it's outside, that's called chutz loretz. That's what the Tanakhama holds.
So Tanakam holds the ocean itself, the Yamagodol, is Siddur Lachutzlort. It's outside Eretz Yisrael. What's called Eretz Yisrael? Just the boundary itself. How do you have the boundary? Like you have to have, again, the north city and the south city, get a straight line straight down. That's the real boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So any city inside, any island in the inside is Eretz Yisrael, the outside is Chutzlaretz. So according to the Tanakhama, the Yam HaGadol itself is considered like Chutzlaretz. Only the islands that are mamish inside the Gvul itself. Rabbi Yehuda Aymano, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, Hareyuk Eretz Yisrael. Going northwards, as far, going westward, as far west as you want to go into the Yam HaGadol, into the oceans, it's all considered like Eretz Yisrael. It could be even up to America also, it could be. Even to the Pacific Coast. Could be also called part of Eretz Yisrael, according to Yehuda. If you go swimming here in the Pacific Coast, if you're exactly across Eretz Yisrael, it'll be called like an Eretz Yisrael also. That's the Yehuda Shita. Kol Shekineged Eretz Yisrael, Arayuk Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says that means if you do Aymer, the bottom is a big line here, Kol Hayam, the whole ocean, Shekineged Avir Eretz Yisrael, on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, V'yafilu Adu Kainis, though the Pacific, L'marav, to the west side, Shubisayfailim, to the other side of the world, Hareyu Eretz Yisrael, all the oceans, all the water going westward of Eretz Yisrael is all called like Eretz Yisrael, until the Chveist, L.A. maybe, I don't know where it goes west, the Af, Yam HaGadol Ogvul Hai Ogvul Kor Kroyisets Nekshe Posik Lameima Diaf Reichiv Hayam Bechlalatchum. Even the width of the Yam itself is called part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the Yehuda Shita. That the Posik says the Gvul, the boundary of Eretz Yisrael, the west side, is the Yam HaGadol. It doesn't mean it stops by the shore, but it continues on all the water on the west side of Eretz Yisrael was all called like Eretz Yisrael until you hit the next nation, the next dry land. Not the islands, the real land. The Rabbi Yehuda dashes the posting in Bamidbar that says, O Gvul Yam, for ho yilachem hayom hagodol. O Gvul ze yilachem Gvul Yam. That this is Gvul's next posting, Rashi says to tell us that on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, where does the boundaries end? The whole ocean, the whole Yam HaGadol is called part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Braisa before that said that a get that was written on the ship in the Yam, you do not have to say before the Nechtov, goes according to Yehuda, that the ship was in the Yam HaGadol, far out of Eretz Yisrael, but since it was on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, it's still considered like being in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you do not have to say before the Nechtov. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rabbanan Shita is no. The west side of Eretz Yisrael is the shore points, or at least from the top city to the bottom city. Draw a line straight down. But any city outside those cities is like Chutzlaretz. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. No, it says, Chem Gvul, Yayam, Vahanosin, Shebet Stodim. What about the islands on the side of this? No, it's not directly west of Eretz Yisrael, but a little bit on top, a little bit on bottom. So Gemara says, Roy nois me have to see them kilu chut motach aleihem. Again, take a string going straight across the Mediterranean. Me kapluria viad yamakainis. From Klapuria straight across to the Pacific Ocean. Or menachem mitzrayim down south viad yamakainis again to the oceans. So menachut lefnim any island that from this chut is inwards, Eretz Yisrael. Menachut lechut, if it's above these boundaries, that's Chutzlaretz. In other words, the whole length of Eretz Yisrael, straight across westward, take a left turn there, is all considered part of Eretz Yisrael. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. For Rabbanan, the Maris Kash of Rabbanan, they say not like that. They say that Eretz Yisrael stops by its shores, and the water is not called like Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Hayu Gvul, my Avdilei. There's an extra Pasuk to say that the boundary is the water itself. Mashma, that the oceans itself is called like Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, Miboiler Lenosin, they needed to teach us that the islands, like we just said, take a string from the most northern city on top and the most southern city on bottom and take a string going straight down and telling us that the islands that are inside that string is called like Eretz Yisrael.
But Rabbi Yehuda the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Nostan Letzrichen Kura, Heel, that's a smart shoot, I don't need a pasuk for that. That for sure is called part of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Like if you have the boundary, the most southern city up on top, and the most northern city on top, and the most southern city on bottom, it takes the line, it goes straight down, that any ocean, any island that's on the right side of that string, Pshita Rabbi Yehuda says it's part of Eretz Yisrael. That's the real Gvul. So what do I need the pasuk for? To teach me even as far west as you can go in the ocean, in the waters, no matter how far in the oceans you go, that's all considered part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what John the Bryce said before, the machlokes, if the ocean itself was called like Eretz Yisrael or not. Then our Mishnah says, Ramei Roi Ma'ako Keretz Yisrael. And now Mishnah, we have a machlokes, this city Aku, does it have a loch like Eretz Yisrael, negated to Gittin or not? So Gemara says like this, Boi Minei Merebi Chia Barabba. They asked the question from Chia Barabba. Ha Moicher Avder L'Suria. If somebody sells his Eved, he has an Eved Kenani, and he sells them to Syria, somebody living in Syria, is Kamoicher B'Chutzlarz Domi Yerloi. Is it considered like you're selling your Eved Kenani in Chutzlarz or not? There's a new halacha, a special halacha with the Rabbonin, that if you own an Eved Kenani in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to sell him Chutzlarz. You can't sell him to somebody in America. If you sell him to somebody in America, he automatically goes out free. That's a Kenas with the Rabbonin. We don't want you to sell your slaves, your Eved Kenanis, to people living in Chutzlarz. It's a Kenas, they won't do mitzvahs there, we don't want them to be in Chutzlarz. So the question is, what's the loch of Syria of Syria? Syria, that's the ear that David the Melech captured. So the question is, does it have a loch like Kedushas Eretz Yisrael or not? Negate to this halacha. That was his question. If a person living in Yerushalayim would sell his Eved Kenani to somebody living in Syria, do you have the Kenas that he goes out free or not? So Amalei answered back to Nisu, we learned in our Mishnah, that Remeyer Oimer Akul Keretz Yisrael Gittin. That Aku, that's considered like Eretz Yisrael Negetichus Gittin. And the Diyak is Legittin in Liavodim Loi. Only Filchus Gittin is considered like in Eretz Yisrael. That you would not have to say before Nechtov, because people are Bekim in Lishmo there. But Lamaisa Aku is considered outside Eretz Yisrael, Negetiv Allah of Avodim. If somebody owns an Eved Kenani in Yerushalayim and sells them to somebody living in Aku, Mashma, he would go out free. If so, the Kol Shechein Surya to Merach Ketuvia. And for sure, if somebody sold his Eved Kenani to Syria, somebody living in Syria, for sure he would go out free. Because that city that's further than Aku, for sure it's called like outside Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Surya, hi aram tsoiba v'kipshu David, v'yasifo al Eretz Yisrael. That's a Muhammad that David HaMelech made, and he captured Syria, and he added it on to Eretz Yisrael. So the question we'll soon see Allah is about it, is it called like Eretz Yisrael or not? Now the Gemara says, Torah Rabbanim, we learned like this, Vishloisha Drachim in three ways, Shavsa Surya Eretz Yisrael. And three ways, Syria is like Eretz Yisrael. Or Vishloisha L'chutz Loretz, but in three ways, no, it's still considered like Chutz Loretz. We'll soon explain it. Ofra Tomek Chutz Loretz. The ground of Syria is Tomek like Chutz Loretz. When the Rabbanim made a gzera that all the land of Chutz Loretz has a Tumas Mace, so Syria was included, it's also Tomek. So Rashi says, Shagozru Aleho, V'yafaga v'svir l'laitana kibush yochid shmei kibush. Even though this time holds that David HaMelech captured Syria, which is called the kibush yochid, it means David HaMelech himself captured it, it does have halacha like Eretz Yisrael. It does have kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. The Peiris HaGaroh, there is mechuyev and trumas and maisrus. Like we'll soon see, still he holds, when the Rabbanim made a gzera that any land outside Eretz Yisrael has a Tumas Mace on it, the Rabbanim included Syria also. That's what this Tana holds. That Syria, the Ofra is Tomek Chutz Loretz. Secondly, V'hamoicher Avdel L'Syria K'moicher B'Chutz Loretz. If somebody living in Eretz Yisrael owns an Eved Kenani, and he wants to sell it to somebody living in Syria, you have the Kenas that Eved goes out free. We consider Syria like Chutz Loretz. And thirdly, for Yahamevi get Misuria, if a get, if the husband was living in Syria, and he wrote up a get there to be sent to his wife,
And now when the shliach gives over the get to his wife, the halacha is kimevi mechutz laretz. It has a halacha like the get was written in chutz laretz. Mashrim and Surya, they were not bekiyim lishmo. They did not know the halacha is there. Therefore, you have this gzeira that we have to say before nechtov, before nechtov. The Rashi says, "Le'at Yisrael kimevi mechutz laretz or as lashchichi shayasa." As people did not travel that commonly from Surya to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, considered like chutz laretz. In these three ways, with the Rabbonin, Surya is like chutz laretz. But over Shloisha Eretz Yisrael, and three ways, Surya, this time old, is like Eretz Yisrael. First of all, Chayeves B'maisur over Shriyas. Eretz Yisrael, like we just said, Midiraisa, he holds the kibush yochid ishmei kibush. That David HaMelech himself captured Surya, gave it halacha kedusha like Eretz Yisrael itself. And therefore the peiros that grow there, it's considered like it grew in Eretz Yisrael, that you have to take off Trumas and Isis. And when it comes to seventh year, Shvius, you're not allowed to plow, you have to leave it alone. Secondly, v'haroitza likonis lo betaira nikonis. If somebody wants to go into Surya and remain tor, he could do it. Even though we just said it has tumor. Like chutz laretz, we'll soon see, but there's a difference. In real chutz laretz, there's no way to go in there and not to become tamei. Whereas Syria, we'll soon see, the only made gzera that the ground itself is tamei. Therefore, if you do not touch the ground, you go in there on a wagon, or you go in there on something else, and you're not touching the ground, you do not become tamei, you could remain tor. So in some ways, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, that you could get in there and remain Torah. And thirdly, if somebody buys property in Surya, you go and buy a field off a guy in Surya, the halacha is, it's like you bought this land in the outskirts of Yerushalayim, and we'll soon see what the halacha is. That even on Shabbos, you're allowed to have this get, the Shtar Mechir written up. In other words, there's still a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael there. And therefore, if you could buy this house off a goy, there's a very big mitzvah of any Jew to buy a house off a goy in Eretz Yisrael. To get the goy out of Eretz Yisrael, that a Jew should live there, that's the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So the same mitzvah applies in Surya also. Therefore, if you buy a house in Surya off a goy, we'll soon see you're allowed to have your Shtar Mechira written up, even on Shabbos. We'll soon see. Now we'll explain. What are these three things that's like Eretz Yisrael? Chayeves b'maisu b'shriyas k'Eretz Yisrael. That in the lands of Syria, fruits that grow there is mechuyev and trumas b'maisus. On the seventh year Shemitah, you're not allowed to plant there. It has kedusha shriyas. Why? Kisoba this time holds that kibush yochid shemei kibush. That David HaMelech Rashi says, did David shloihoya kol Yisrael b'yachad. When David HaMelech went to fight to capture Syria, he did not have the whole Klal Yisrael with him. Kederach Shoya B'Kibbutz Yoshua. Like it was when Yoshua went to conquer Eretz Yisrael, it was the whole Klal Yisrael together. Shoya Kulam V'Kibshu L'Tzara Kol Yisrael. By Yeshua they captured Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of the whole Klal Yisrael. That's Kodem Chaluka. Avo David, Rashi learns Pshat, that David HaMelech Lo'ikov Hashelo L'Tzara Koi. When David went to fight to conquer Syria, it was only for his own purpose. Like he added it on to Eretz Yisrael, but it was for his own private use. So that's the question, if a kibush yochid, if a melech captures out of land of Eretz Yisrael, cannot give it a kibushes Eretz Yisrael or not? That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns, different shot than Rashi. Tosis learns that Avada, after they conquered Eretz Yisrael, then no matter any other land you conquer, also gets a lot like Eretz Yisrael. Just here, David was covered this land before they conquered the Ikra of Eretz Yisrael. That's why it was a problem. Rakoponim, this time holds that when David captured Surya, it has a lot like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, that anything that grows there is also Mechuyev and true Mesemaitis. Secondly, we said, that the haroitza likonis lo betaira, if somebody wants to go into Surya and remain to still be tor, nikonis, he has a right to go in there. So the question is, Iva Amrit, we just learned before in the first part of this braisa, that said in three ways Surya is like chutzlertz, you just said that ofra tomei. You just said that no, the ground of Surya has a dintumah. Midrabonah, and they gave it a lach like a mace.
Just like you can't go over in America and not become Tameh, the same way in Syria. So how could you say here you can go into Syria and remain Tor? The Torah says, we're talking about Peshida Teva Migdol. You're going in there in a box, in a platform, you're going in there in a wagon. The Tanya, we learned like this. Hanich nas leretz hamim, if you go into the real chutz loretz into America, Peshida Teva Migdol, even though you're on top of a box, or you're on top of a platform, Rebbe mitamei, Rebbe Yisrael Yudim mitaher, Rebbe Yaakov Parim says yitamei, because like we learned before, that in chutz loretz they will goyzer not only on the gush, on the ground itself that it's tamei, but even on the avir. They gave a din tuma to the air. Just the fact you're in the air of Eretz Amim, you become tamei. That's what Rebbe holds. But the Gemara says though, the afilu Rebbe, even according to Rebbe, loikom etamei yele b'Eretz Amim. He only said that you're tamei even though you're standing in a box, in chutz loretz, only in the real chutz loretz. Why? De gozro al gusha v'yal avira. There the Rabbanan said aloha that both the gush, the ground itself of America, has tumas meis on it, v'yal avira. So he also gave a din tumah that the air, just being in the air here in America, it's also metameyu. So therefore there's no way of being in the air in America and not become tamei. No matter what type of a box you want to be in, still you become tamei. But avul Syria, but in Syria, al gusha gozru. This must Rabbanan did go. No, the Rabbanan don't want you to go out of Eretz Yisrael, even to Syria. So they made Xavier that the ground of Syria itself, the Gusha, the ground itself has a tumor like a mace. But Al-Aviru like Gozru, they did not make Xavier upon the Avra, upon the ear. So therefore, if you're on top of a box, and the box is underneath you, so even though it's sitting the ground like a mace, but if you're on top of an oil, that stops the tumor. The tumor cannot go through the box. So therefore you could remain Tor. There's a way that you could go through Surya and remain Tor. If you have a mechitza, you have an oil underneath you to divide between you and the mace, then you remain Tor. Whereas a regular chutz loretz, there's no way for that. Because in a regular chutz loretz, the Rabbanan made Xer even al avira, even on the air of Eretz Amim, is also tummy. So in this way, Surya is a little bit like Eretz Amim and a little bit like Eretz Yisrael. Then what's the third halacha? The third halacha is saying that the akhina sada b'Syria, if you go buy property, you buy a ground in Syria, is kakhina b'paravya Yerushalayim. It's considered like you're buying it in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So most of l'mayhu b'sa, what kind of halacha is this? What do you mean if you buy property in Syria? In Syria, it's like you're buying property in Yerushalayim. What does one have to do with the other? So Gemara says, Omer Rav Sheshes, Leimer comes to teach us, She koistvin ol of oinoi v'yafilu b'shabbos, that you're allowed to write down the shtar, oinoi, the documents that you're buying it, even on Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're allowed to have a shtar mechira written up. Rashi says, oinoi means shtar mechira, hevei, v'y oinoi su shtaris yaitzim al shmoi. And v'yafilu b'shabbos, Rashi says, im locha minoi v'kechovim, if you go buy it off a Syrian, you go to a guy there, and you buy off his grounds, and v'roit salelech ledaka b'Shabbos, and the guy now wants to go away on Shabbos, he's not going to be around anymore. So you want to get a shtar before he leaves to make sure that he'll recognize he can't come back and complain later. Like this, of course, why write the shtar today on Shabbos? Wait till Sunday. But we're talking about you made a business deal with this Syrian on Friday, and he finally agreed to sell you his property. And the guy tells you then Friday night, you have to kiddush, he tells you, goodbye, I'm leaving out of town, and I have no time to write you up a shtar. So the locher is, you're allowed to have a shtar written up right now on Shabbos. That's like we'll soon see, that's mutter. So Gemara asked the kasha, the Shabbos sakadaitach, are you allowed to write up a shtar on Shabbos? Isn't this the Yeraisa? Ksiv is one of the Avos Malachas. You're not allowed to write on Shabbos? So how can you tell me now because of this halacha to buy the car property off the guy is going away, you want to have your shtar, your proof that it's yours, you're allowed to write it on Shabbos, how could that be? So my answer is, k'diyama ravin, or we mean like Rav says, that oimeh li'ovid kechavim v'yosei, you're allowed to tell a guy to go write up a shtar for you.
So hochinami here also, I'm liyad gechavim v'yoyfer. You're allowed to tell a guy to write up a shtar mechira for you even on Shabbos. And really, the amir really over kechavim. Shavuos, even though we know you're not allowed to tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. That's a shavuos, that's also midirabonin. Midirabonin, we say, yesh lichus liyakum. If you tell a guy to do a malacha for you, it's similar, a little bit like you did it. You're making him your shliach, midirabonin, we say you're not allowed to do that. You can't tell a guy to do a malacha for you on Shabbos. So really, you're not allowed to tell a guy to write up a shtar mechira for you. So why over here is it muta? The Teretz says, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Legozu Rabbonin. Because of the mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, that we want Jews to buy property in Eretz Yisrael to get rid of the goyim, that's the real mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So if you have the opportunity now that a goy has property and he's selling it to you and you're buying it, and he's skipping town now, so you're afraid if you don't have a shtar mechira written up right now, maybe you'll come back in another year and complain that he wants his property back. So it won't be for sure the Jew's property. So therefore, the Rabbanan will make now that you're allowed to tell a goy to write up a shtar for you in order to make sure you'll be mekayem this mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. All right, turn over.